Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Wednesday, which means our dear friend, Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com is joining us. Donnie, love, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. It feels so weird. I'm talking to a best-selling author now. I mean, how does that happen?
You're so kind. It feels really, really good. I'm still doing some press for it. So we have Vanity Fair out today, Donnie. Very fancy. I did an interview with them and it's out today. It's really lovely and the book sales are going through the roof. So thank you to everybody that has bought a book. And if you haven't bought one yet, check it out. I think you're going to like it. Hey, enough about me. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
This is the most bizarre story we've ever done on this show, I think. Meghan Trainor is confessing that she has a side-by-side toilet with her husband. That's right, they have two toilets side-by-side. She's not joking. During a recent appearance on a podcast, she was on with her brother, and her brother was talking about what he looks for in a relationship. And he said he wants to avoid something like his sister's marriage because they are too close for comfort. Then he went on to explain exactly what he meant, and I think we can agree they are pretty close. He said, "You guys are weirdos." Quote, "They poop together. She's pooping, and he's pooping at the same time." Meghan went on to defend herself. She did not say it was not true. She said she doesn't like to go to the bathroom alone, and the structure in her home has allowed them to have side-by-side toilets, which come in very handy. She went on to give us details about this, saying that when they had their new house constructed, nobody knows this, she added, but in their bathroom, there was only one toilet. That's normally the case. In fact, always the case. She told the builder that this wasn't going to do and maybe they could put side-by-side toilets in there, and that's what they did, Donnie.
Okay, so she jokes about these toys. I say it sounds a little codependent to me if she can't even go to the bathroom by herself. But honestly, it's weird because I've been very open. I'm open with my roommates and stuff. I actually am not mad about. I would totally poop next to someone, would you?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely
you
not.
You wouldn't?
I couldn't do it. I need my privacy. She went on to say, there's lots of times in the middle of the night when we're with the baby, you got to pee at the same time. And so please, can we have two toilets built next to one another? She did confess that they've only pooped next to one another twice, but it smelled so awful that they're not going to do that ever again. I find this so bizarre. I'm actually glad, Donnie, that you don't find it that strange.
I actually find it's very endearing. I mean, granted, nobody wants to smell somebody else's stuff. But just the thing, you're sitting, what if you held hands during the process?
No, it's not getting any better. Are you the type of person that goes to the bathroom and leaves the door open?
So this is a weird thing about me. So I grew up in a house, we were very poor growing up. We had a house with no doors really anywhere. So I'm used to using the bathroom with the door open because we didn't have one. So now I feel at home. It's a very weird thing about me.
I don't know if it's weird, it's the way we grow up, isn't it? In my house, there was always so many kids, I'm the youngest of five. We craved privacy, and the only place you could actually ever find it, the only room with a lock on the door, was the bathroom. To me, this makes me so uncomfortable, but everybody is talking about it. I want to hear what you have to say. So Meghan Trainor is confessing that her and her husband have side-by-side toilets. What do you think? Is this a good idea or a smelly idea, a terrible idea? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow for your results. Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Well, Olivia Jade is spilling her mom, Lori Loughlin, might consider actually coming on Dancing with the Stars. So she was talking to her pro partner, Val Chermivskoski, and he said,
"You got it right.
I did. I'm pretty good at it." He said he's already been trying to recruit the ex-convict. Let's not forget Lori Loughlin. And he goes, "It was funny because he said, I don't know how many more seasons I've got in me, but I'll stick around for Lori." Meaning he's really wanting the Full House alum to come on and dance with him. He does go on to say, basically, "I haven't really asked her, would you come on and do the show?" But Olivia's like, she's very proud of me. She's always been my mama bear. And the second they get off the show, she runs, she FaceTimes her mom. That is sweet, because regardless of what you think about her, she is a mom first, and it's very nice that she's being there for Olivia Jade.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Do you think she's FaceTiming her mom because she doesn't want her mom in the ballroom? Like, yes, because of COVID, there is a smaller audience, but family members are there. Would it help Olivia Jade to have Lori Loughlin sitting in the audience, or would it remind everybody that Lori Loughlin's mommy went to jail? What do you think, a good idea or a bad one?
Oh, it's a great idea that she stays home. Because even as the host, Tyra's very lovely, but you wouldn't be able to, you'd have to turn to her and say something. She's there. You'd have to say something.
You'd have to say. The camera crew, they'd definitely put a camera on her. So if she was in the audience, they'd have one camera just devoted to Lori's every reaction. Yes. They'd air that instead of Olivia dancing, I fear. So it's probably best she stays home. Also to Val, he knows how to play the game. Once again, these shows are about getting attention, although their numbers are down, Donny. So they were down 30% their first week. That's a lot, 30%. And they went down even more in their second week. They're having real trouble with the numbers at Dancing with the Stars. Is this Tyra? Are we bored of the show? Do we not like the contestants? What's going on?
Well, it's also weird because this was Britney week, and they had the whole week devoted to Britney, but they didn't have any real, it wasn't Britney music. It was the house band playing cover songs. And you look at it and you're like, it's ABC. They have the money. Pony up the royalty rights to play Britney.
Oh, that's so interesting. I was watching it and there was something missing. They should have played Britney, my sources tell me. They actually tried to get Britney to make a cameo on the show. That's actually just good producing. That's not shady. That's a really smart move. Tyra, everybody wanted Britney there. She passed. And they also asked, when they realized that she wasn't going to turn up and sit in the audience or walk out on stage. Can you imagine if she walked out? Oh. The place would have gone insane. They asked if she'd make a video. She could have made a video at home. She does it for her Instagram. They did not do that either. So I'm told Britney was very flattered they used her music, but it's not yet the moment, the time for her to be back on TV. Moving forward, Dog the Bounty Hunter has been giving what he thinks is evidence to the FBI. So the case that has America gripped, Brian Landry, is still missing now. Dog the Bounty Hunter and his cameras are trying to find him. They're getting lots and lots of tips because he's a big star. It led him to a campsite. He found some stuff at the campsite that he thinks is evidence. He turned it over to the FBI to run a DNA test to prove if it was Brian or not. He said the following quote, "We found a makeshift, very primitive camp, and there's some promising things around it. So I gathered up all the evidence with my gloves on and put it in bags and turned it over to the FBI. I would guess this is just an abandoned campsite. I don't think it's related to Brian. God bless you, Dog the Bounty Hunter, but having these vigilantes trying to help, I want to believe he's doing it for the right reasons, not because he wants to get attention or his TV show back. But do you think they get in the way, or can they actually help?
Nothing screams America more than a former reality TV star hunting down the most wanted man in America. Get out of the way. And even his daughter, granted they have a strange relationship, his daughter Cicely was like, dude, just back off and let the FBI. You know, we pay billions of dollars a year for the FBI.
FBI. It's like if some fool got up on my flight and said, I'm going to fly the plane. I'd say, no, please don't. No, the pilot's going to be fine. I don't know. I mean, part of me loves that here you can follow your dreams, but you have to be qualified. You can't just do it. And so, yes, he's famous for doing this, but I'm not really sure what his credentials are. I would feel a lot better if he backed off and let the FBI find him. You watch, I'm going to be so wrong. Dog the Bounty Hunter's going to find Brian. I know. You watch. That's exactly what's going to happen. And I'm going to eat these words. What's going on with Kanye West?
Well, Kanye West, another person who wants to be involved in everything. Aspect of life. He wants to build a tech empire now.
Don't we all?
Isn't it wonderful? He filed paperwork to trademark the use of Donda, which is also the name of his last album and the name of his mother, on a bunch of tech products from tablets to phones to literally everything, which isn't surprising because Dr. Dre did come out and do Beats headphones, which made him billions of dollars. So it is a smart thing. But is he just going to slap the name on it? Is he going to be involved in the process? What is it going to be?
Yeah, that's the fear. It's like his line with the Gap. You know, it looks like T-shirts and hoodies I can buy at Target. Like, Kanye, just slapping your name on something doesn't make it suddenly cool. And maybe you can get away with it with shoes and clothes. You can't with iPhones. They've got to work. You've got to invent some really amazing technology. Yes. If Kanye spends hundreds of millions of dollars on research and investment, and he figures out a new way that we're going to use telephones or headphones, I'm all for it. I love technology, but I don't think turn up and put your name on some headphones and we all go crazy for it. This one is bizarre, but I guess good luck. You never know. Maybe he can change the way we listen to music, Donny. I don't think it's going to come from him, but who would have thought Dr. Dre would have invented what some people say are the best headphones ever?
It's just amazing. But also, it just drives me crazy because slapping your name on something doesn't make you an entrepreneur. It doesn't make you a visionary. Right. That's my last 2 cents on that.
I hear you. Quickly, before we get a break, Adele has finally announced some new music is coming out with a bit of a teaser. Mm. She took to Twitter to finally announce a new Adele single and album are on the horizon. Her new song, which is titled, quote, Easy on Me, I like the name of that song, that will come out on October 15 in a 21-second clip. She made it quite clear without saying any words that she's back. It's a black and white video, beautifully shot, looks like a movie, as the 33-year-old singer inserts an old-fashioned cassette tape, remember those, into a car stereo. She looks into the mirror and she drives down the road with countless sheets of music blowing out of the window into the wind. She looks carefree. This is very, very exciting. What I love about Adele is she leans into history. She leans into her origins. A lot of pop stars are so focused on tomorrow and looking cool and being up to date. They would never, ever put a cassette tape in one of their videos because it makes them look old-fashioned. Adele doesn't care. This is who she is. I'm excited about the new music. What about you, Donny?
Oh, I'm excited too, because Adele, she's just in a very different place in her life now. She's already been through the divorce, which, you know, there's going to be some good love breakup songs on there. She's also happy, apparently dating someone else now. I'm ready. Ooh, little Darby, woof woof.
Hello, and Darby.
He's excited for a new Adele too. But it's funny because this is going to be huge. And even Taylor Swift knows it, because people are saying that Taylor moved up her original Red release date because she knows Adele's going to drop it then in November. Yeah. So this is going to be huge. It's going to be big.
Yeah, absolutely. An Adele album's like an event. It's an event. I'm really excited about that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our friend Donny Meacham from Los Angeles. Hey, Donny, let's get to the polls.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you, darling. Yesterday's show, we talked about Ben Affleck, who is telling everybody he feels really happy about his relationship with Jennifer Lopez. He said, quote, life is good. Our question was, will these two be married by the end of the year? Let's have a look at the vote. Ooh, 60% said no. So there's no explanation on the poll, but what I think's going on here is there are reports out there that these two won't get married until they get their prenup all signed, all put together. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, so maybe that's going to slow them down. I believe these two will get married. I was the first one to say she would not marry A-Rod, and I was right. I think I'm going to be right on this one too. Miss D disagreed yesterday, Donny. She does not think Ben and Jen will ever say, I do. What do you think?
Oh, no, I actually disagree with the majority here. I think they're going to get married before the end of the year. Jennifer doesn't wait around. She knows what she wants, and she goes after it, and she doesn't mess around. She wants to get married, she's going to get married.
I agree. I know her a little bit from working with her, but I do know too, when it comes to legalese, Jennifer does not put herself at risk. She's a very smart person. It's the only thing that I can explain is holding them up. But I agree, Donny, they are going to get married. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, Dale Moss, we all remember him from The Bachelorette. Him and Claire, they ran off together. Well, Claire has recently blocked him.
Good for you, Claire. And nicest of the day. Good for you, Claire.
I do kind of... I love the fact that he came out and he gave a statement basically talking about, yes, confirmed their breakup. But there's also been rumors swirling that he cheated on Claire. And he didn't help himself because in his statement, he basically said, I'm not going to speak on the rumors. But he said he did it out of the kindness of his heart for Claire because she's going through a hard time with their mother. No, 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 sweetie. We all know how this works. If you didn't cheat, regardless of what she's going through, you say, I didn't cheat. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it.
I'm with you 100%. Claire, I think you're right here. It's been on and off, on and off. He's not treated you that well. We all know he wants to be famous. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. He should admit it. Remember when he went out with Miss D and wanted all that advice on how to be a TV star? Dale is in this to progress his career. And I say that once again without any negative connotation. Claire isn't. Claire, if it's not working for you, you don't have to talk to anybody. I'm a big believer, Donnie. If people are annoying, if people don't make you happy, you've got to get away from them. And if you can't get away from them, you have got to block them. Claire is our nicest of the day. And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, shame. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Shame, Donnie. Leo Remini, I have trouble with that name. Leah accuses Ellen of acting, just acting, interested. So it was a very awkward segment on her show, The Ellen DeGeneres Show. Leah's telling this long story, and Ellen's face, you can tell she's not quite that into it. She doesn't really look like she's paying attention. Leah's like, yeah, are you acting that you're really interested? Because if you're not into it, I can stop. The story, Ellen looked really startled and she replied, quote, I'm always interested. This led Leah to enthusiastically respond, you're not, Ellen, you're not, stop. And then at this point, both of them, thank goodness, laughed. It was very, very awkward. But Ellen did say very earnestly, what do you mean? I'm acting interested. I'm really interested. It went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. You two are our naughtiest of the day. You know what? If you're on TV, even if you're in real life, if you're with somebody and they're telling you a big, long story, be interested. Be interested in each other's lives, Donnie. We've done this. We've gone out for drinks with people that we don't necessarily really are that fascinated with. You got to at least pretend, Donnie.
Hanging on every word. Every word. Yes. Just waiting for it to fall out of their lips. First of all, this doesn't help Ellen's crusade to reclaim her image. If I was Lee, I'd be like, you know, Kelly Clarkson's right down the hall. I will literally stumble right down to Kelly.
Ellen looked startled when she was called out. She looked absolutely startled and naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Thank you, darling. Beyonce said the following, quote, your self-worth is determined by you. You don't have to depend on someone telling you who you are. That stopped me in my tracks. It's a quote in my new book, The Four-Word Answer, and I really had to think about it. For way too long, my self-worth was dependent on what other people thought about me. No more, Donnie. Now it's about what I think of myself. What do you think?
No, I totally agree with this because a lot of times people, they think their self-worth is determined by a title, whether it be a job. If you're not CEO, you're nothing. That is not true. The person who answers the phone is just as important as the person signing all the paychecks. And you just have to realize that and know that about yourself.
Yes, your self-worth has to be determined, must be determined, is determined by you. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show. We're a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And all together now, remember, let me hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip-tip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!